You look at trying to not to disrupt what you like, and Perreault, Scheifele, and Frolik have something going. I also think that with Lowry and Halasčík on the puck the way they've been on, I've liked the zone time they've had, and had some really good chances. A shooter on that line and would be good. Also a bit of a benefit, Vander's first on the puck most nights, you know, on whatever line he's playing. He gets in on that puck really quick. It's also something that Matt Halasčík's been really good at. He's shown great quickness in getting in, and there's an advantage to Vander not being the first guy every time in on the puck. That all being said, those things are minute-by-minute decisions that you can make on the bench because, you know, I like the idea of Kane, Scheifele, and Furl. They've been really good together in the past, and that's a possibility as well. But disrupt as little as you possibly can if you're overall generally pleased with the way your team's playing.
Coach, you've got a second streak of eight games with at least a point going here this year. Can you talk about, you know, how these things get going and why you've been able to do it twice now?
I don't know. I mean, so there's not an answer that there's something that you're doing differently because you just keep doing that all the time, right? The games we've played going back to the stretches, you know, you go back to the two losses, still some of the best hockey that we've played. The game against Detroit was very well played, not quite as much against St. Louis, but still played well enough to have a tie game in the third period. And then if you play with enough consistency, you're going to be in the range to win most games. You'll be close enough. That's been the key. We've been a pretty consistent hockey team since our start, really. And I think the stretch that when we went out on the road after the Colorado game that we'd won and went out east, we won some games, the game in the island, the game in New York, and the game in Chicago. It was all on effort and compete level. And then our game slowly started to get stronger. That some nights, even when we weren't feeling as fresh and as strong, the games that we returned home and won off those long trips that you're always worried about, some of it was the structure. They're starting to get more consistent with what they do 5-on-5. If you play with that level of consistency, again, I've said before, compete is the best thing that we do. Those two things kind of come together, then you're in every game.
And just on a separate issue, the picture of Sidney Crosby that's been seen yesterday has jarred a lot of eyes. Can you talk again about your level of concern? You've played a number of these
right.
teams that have experienced the symptoms, in fact, probably all of them, and not that long ago. What are you doing? Do you have anybody with symptoms?
No, we've been fortunate that we haven't had anything, you know, remotely close to it. Kind of the same precautions that every team is so worried about the flu for a long time. So for us, we have an ozone process that we like to think disinfects the room. We do that. We have for a while been really aware of, you know, our health, but the other team's health is too. The fewer teams that get sick, the better it is for everybody. So the visiting team water bottles really getting cleaned when they come into our building, and then after they leave, when we go into a building, doing that. We've offered to every player, every hockey ops staff member and players a mumps booster. And then there's not much, and based on, I think, a pretty thorough examination by the medical team, that's the best we can do. And then the fingers are crossed.
When something like this occurs, when there is an outbreak, how does it affect the way that a team, I guess, approaches the game, approaches different rituals, that sort of thing?
Well, I think there's been a sense in that the NHL, I think, and any team that I've been, works real hard at trying to be cutting edge with everything, right? So when the flu was the big problem and there was a long stretch of time there, you know, in Carolina, they had we brought in a machine to clean every piece of equipment that we had because they got devastated a few years back with that. Every team's kind of gone through that. So everybody's always trying to get that next best thing, whether it's vitamin D. You know, you're looking for that edge. And then something like this where it's specific, your medical team and then the league's group, the medical group, really focus on those things and find the best way that we can combat it. And then you realize you can't stop everything from getting into your room. So best practices, right? Well, the league will learn from this, and there'll be maybe different ways the water bottles get washed, and that'll change the protocol going forward, and we'll make those adjustments. We offer to our players everything we possibly can to give them a chance to be healthy, and then again, fingers crossed.
You worried at all that there's going to be any kind of little bit more passing than pucks tonight?
We're not concerned about it even remotely, because the mumps is going to pass, and then it's going to be the chicken pox. Like, there's something that we can't stop that's coming, and you just deal with it.
You've talked this season about building a foundation. Given, you know, the injuries and some of the holes that have been filled, you continue to have success. Is it safe to say the foundation's there now?
Oh, no, we're so far from it becoming instinct. Maybe it'll never get to that. Before, we still are, there's a heavy thought process in everything that we do. So the bulk of what we've accomplished, and it's, you know, we're in the middle of the pack now. We were in the bottom third last season. We're not halfway through this year. We're in the middle of the pack. There's no parades planned. We're in the middle of this hockey season. The vast majority of what we do is based on compete. You know, the players in that room have done a great job getting themselves ready to play, so they're ready at the start. It's not going to happen every night for 82, but we've been ready to play, and they've worked their butts off. The reads and the systemization of our game is still coming. And it's a video process with our schedule, and maybe this never changes. We haven't practiced very much this year, haven't had a chance to, or I've made the decision the rest is more important than the teaching, because the compete right now is more important than our systems. It's been there. The systems will get to. I'm more pleased with the compete level of our hockey team than I am with the foundation, how far along we are with the foundation of our team.
Sean, last one. I think you referred to it last game as the taste of defeat that the team got. How do you feel they're right now mentally, where they are right now heading into the game? How do you think they've responded?
Yeah, the guys that I thought came to the morning skate today a little disappointed in their performance last game, they were good this morning. They were focused. So we lost that game, shootout or not. We didn't win the game. And so there wasn't a whole lot of excitement on that plane, or any for that matter, coming back home. But we've cut that one off then. We've left that one. I think there's an excitement now about this game here tonight. We're the best team in the league, and they're fast. So you're on or you lose. You know, you got to be good tonight.